If you're thinking maybe I'm charging too low, you probably are, boo. So don't sell yourself short. Very important. When you're telling them your price, go higher than what you're comfortable with. So when they give you that counter offer, you are still happy. Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of Do It For The Content. Of course, it's your girl, Drea KK. Or you might know me as Drea Knows Best. How y'all doing? It's another day. I believe some states are like not on lockdown anymore. Some of y'all probably driving somewhere or taking a walk outside as you listen to this, or probably still in your bed eating snacks. It is all good. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's been a crazy couple months, but you know, we're still going strong. I'm happy. But I know one thing I noticed this month is that a lot of things have really gone digital, like from virtual conferences to like, you know, virtual meet and greets to more brands pushing their products online because everyone is online, literally. So what that equates to is that, you know, the brands are coming into your inbox. The apps are coming into your inbox asking for sponsorship, asking for partnerships. And now you're probably thinking like, what the heck am I supposed to charge these brands? I bet some of y'all probably got your first brand deal, your first partnership, you know? And it's always like confusing just knowing what to charge them, because I mean, there's no like fixed rate. There's no like paper that tells us like, this is what you're supposed to charge, right? So that's why I was like, let me do this podcast episode about, you know, things to consider when giving your price to a brand, you know, because there's a lot of things to consider, from like the amount of time I'm going to go into putting into work, the deliverables the brands are asking for. So I kind of wrote down some points. I was trying to overplan this podcast episode, but I'm going to have a bunch of word vomit as things pop in my mind. I'm going to speak from my experience with working with brands, because I've worked with like brands like I work with Netflix, Google, Chipotle, Mucinex, Walmart, Old Navy. I've worked with different apps too, like Bumble, and all these different apps and brands have different budgets, different prices. So I've had to learn how to do these things on my own. So let me give y'all some advice from the start. The first thing I'm going to give y'all advice, like things to consider before I jump into like more of the nitty and gritty. But the number one thing is that you just got to be confident when you're talking with these brands. One thing people ask is like, am I charging too low? Am I charging too high? I believe there's no such thing as charging too high. If you think that's your price, then honey, let them know, boo, this is what I'm charging you, because this is what my worth is. This is how much time. You don't have to validate why you're charging. That's another thing too. When you tell a brand what your price is, you don't need to validate why that's your price. So, you just let them know. I mean, they're not going to argue with you. You go to McDonald's and they tell you it's $5 for a burger. You're not going to argue with McDonald's like, why is it $5 for a burger? How much lettuce you put on that burger? You're not going to argue with them. So a brand is not going to argue with you when you tell them what your price is. More than likely, they might tell you, oh, sorry, this price is way past our budget. Would you consider going a little bit lower? So that's the first thing I wanted to start off with. When you're talking with a brand, make sure you're confident when you're quoting your price to them. Don't ever think, you know, I'm going too high. You might think if you're thinking you're going too low, then honey, you're probably going too low. When a brand reaches out to me, the first thing I look at is what is this brand that's reaching out to me? Who are you? And where do you come from? I like to really do some research about the brand, because first of all, I get to learn about, you know, the culture of the brand, the ethics, to see if this is actually a brand that I know of and I actually would want to work with. That's what I kind of do. And second of all, I like to look at how big is this brand? Are you guys making a lot of revenue? If this is a well-known brand, more than likely they have a higher budget for the campaign. If this is just a company that just started up that just needs more exposure, then maybe they might not be able to have a high budget for their campaign. But you can probably come into an agreement of other things you can offer them in exchange of more money, right? But one thing I mentioned right now was budget. Budget is huge when it comes to campaigns, right? So whenever a brand reaches out to me, and I'm going to be very transparent, let me go to where I have like a template of all the different answers I have for certain emails. So the first thing I usually tell people when they reach out to me, a brand reaches out to me, is like, hey, thanks for reaching out to out. You always want to be polite. Like, thanks for reaching out to me about this opportunity. My rates are currently blank for a video, depending on the deliverables. However, if you have a budget in mind for this campaign, I'm very happy to review it. I don't put very happy. I'm happy to review it. We're not that excited to review your budget. Okay, so what I say, the key things in that statement, you should probably use this too if you want to use this when brands reach out to use that. I told him what my price is. I don't like justifying too much why I'm charging this, because if I have to justify it, it's, some people say justify it because, you know, I charge this is because I'm going to make you a video. It's high quality. I'm going to make sure you drive these amount of views and this, that. I don't like to jump the gun and start justifying what my price is, right, at the beginning. Because to me, I just feel like we haven't gotten there yet. We're just at the beginning, all right? When maybe we hop on a call, I can justify it. But if we're just typing an email, I'm just going to be very straightforward. Like, hey, I love your brand. Thanks for reaching out to me. This is what I charge. Based on what the deliverables are. What I mean by deliverables is, like, what is this brand asking you of, right? If this brand is asking you for 2 videos, one for TikTok, another video for Instagram, put the link in your bio, all these different things, that those are different deliverables. Or if they want you to, like, you know, make a video that involves you having to go to the store and do a dance in the store. That's what I had to do for Walmart. It's like all those things involve, okay, now I'm going to have to travel. I'm going to have to ask someone to come and help me film. I'm going to have to take a lot of time out of my day to, you know. So those are like the deliverables that depends how much higher or lower I'm going to charge. But the key thing I put in there is, like, I asked them, like, what if you have a budget in mind for this campaign, I'm happy to review it. So that means that even though that's my price, if you have a budget, I'm going to review it. Basically exactly what that sentence, what that sentence says. Why I put that there is because I don't want y'all to run away. It's like, hey, I want to work with you guys. So let me hear what your budget is. Doesn't mean I'm gonna agree to your budget. It means that I'm willing to negotiate, you know? So those are like the key things. That's one sentence. That's one email paragraph I always send out, which I'm giving to y'all. That definitely use that is helpful. So now, when you ask for their budget, it's good because then you guys can work to agree. But they might go back to you saying, hey, oh, your price is, like, perfect for us to work together. Your price is way too high, whatever. But another key thing with, like, when I'm giving people prices is don't sell yourself short. I want to give an example in the past for my Instagram page. When I had, like, 30,000, now I have 100,000 followers on Instagram. But when I had 30,000... I did a lot of outreach to different brands, yeah. I had a media kit. This is something, media kit is something you have to definitely, like, have as an influencer, as a content creator. And I'm talking more, like, in the space of digital content creators, because it sets you apart when you're pitching yourself to brands, when you're reaching out to emails. Let me know if you guys want a podcast episode of how I set up my my emails when I'm reaching out to brands. But I'll find these brands on LinkedIn. I'll reach out to them. I'll send them my media kit. I'll tell them, you know, this is why I want to work with your company. But all that outreach I did, finally, I reached out to brands and agencies. And finally, when I got response, for example, when I worked with Bud Light La Merida, right? I got reached out by an agency. From when I had like 30,000 followers, right? But my price for a post on Instagram for a picture was $2,000, and a price for a video was $3,000. Why is because when it comes to one, me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of Instagram. Y'all know I love me my TikTok, my videos. I'm a video gal, you know. But when it comes to pictures, I feel like it needs to be, pictures have to be something that's, like, really, really well structured, especially when it's a brand, because I like to deliver results. I want a picture that's going to make someone stop scrolling, right? And that's kind of things I like to give for the brand. So with that price, other people might hear that price for that range. And I don't know what it is now. It might be slightly different. Again, pricing is based on you. But I knew that the amount of time I took for making that content for Bud Light La Merida, I had to ask my friend. We were both in college at that time. I had to ask him, like, please take off, like, skip a class because I really need to get this photos done. And we went to the poolside. We had to, like, you know, get some, buy some props and set it up and everything like that. So it took a lot of time to take those photos, getting the lighting right, You know, I had one when I did a boomerang with me on a skateboard and I had to slide into frame doing a little shoulder thing, shoulder, like a little shimmy on my shoulder because I was excited to have the Bullet Line Rita. So it was a whole production involved. So I know I'm not going to be the top person to just sit in my room and just take a random photo and be like, this is what you want. No, I like to go above and beyond for a brand. So that's why I knew, okay, charging $2,000 for a picture with a $30,000 as a micro influencer, to me that was very valuable. But then again, to you, if you, it, and again, it's based on personal preference. But for me to be able to, at that follower, I personally think it's pretty good at that follower rate, because when I was emailing them, I was confident in my rate. I knew I was going to drive the results. And even by them looking at my Instagram page, they knew I was going to drive those results for them. So after going back and forth and negotiating, I landed at that rate. But another thing too, guys, to remember when you're sending people your rate, yeah, you want to, if you're comfortable with getting $1,000 for a post, don't tell them your rate is $1,000. Don't do it, boo, because more than likely, the same way how finesse is a bad word, but the same way you're trying to lock down a deal, they're trying to lock down a deal cheaper. So the brand is going to come back to you, oh, their rate is $1,000. We can only offer you $750. Boy, if you don't back up with that rate, no. You want to make sure you go a little bit higher than what you're comfortable with. If your rate is $1,000, go slap on an extra $500. Tell them your rate is $1,500. So when they give you that counter offer of only $1,000, you're not like, dang, I'm not happy with it. You'll be very comfortable. So just to reiterate what I was talking about, is knowing what the brand is. Do your research on what the brand is, so you kind of know how to talk to them too. Like, you know, their brand culture and everything, and you know this is the brand you want to work with, and you know what kind of budget to expect the brand has. Ask them for the budget, because why not? It kind of helps you know what to charge, or tell them your rate and tell them you're ready to review their budget, if they have one. And three, also, don't sell yourself short. You know the quality of your work. You know, brands are going to have a counter offer. So make sure you put your rate slightly above than what you're comfortable with. Let's think. What else when it comes to knowing what to charge? Oh, yeah, your time and the amount of work that goes into the project. Yes, and based on deliverables they're asking of you. If they're, especially my video creators, I know how much work goes to a video. For me, like when I'm doing a brand deal, I'm really good at making short form content. So a lot of my brand deals are going to be videos. And I know with my videos, if I'm going to do a skit with a product, because I know that resonates with my type of content, and I know how to plug in their product to be very organic and have an influence, right, on whoever's watching. So if I'm going to do a skit, for example, when I did a deal with CoverGirl, one, I know I don't want to do the typical makeup kind of video. I want my video to stand out, right? But for me to make my video stand out, I need to cast a couple people to have to play a role in my video. So the amount of time it takes for looking for someone who is available to come and spend their time to make a video for me, I have to consider that when I'm giving them what my price is going to be for a TikTok video. The amount of traveling that they're going to do from traveling from where they live. And you know, LA traffic is crazy. So most of my friends live in North Hollywood. So they're going to have to travel to me, or am I going to have to travel to them? So the cost for traveling, also the materials that's needed in the video. When I was doing the CoverGirl, luckily the CoverGirl did not require a lot of materials for the video, because I didn't need the people, which is hard to schedule. Scheduling time is so difficult. But I remember when I did the EOS campaign, the lip balm. Some people call it EOS, whatever you call it. I had to do like one that had to do with a Christmas theme. So I had to go buy a lot of things when it comes to like fake snowflakes, Christmas decorations, candy canes, all this different stuff. So I had to put all those things into consideration when you're giving them what your price is, right? I know a lot of people, when you listen to this podcast, you're going to want numbers. I'm going to give you a couple numbers, right? When I was at 1 million followers, a million followers on TikTok. When I was like 1.5 million, I was not taking any brand deals less than $4,000, because I know the amount of work it goes in. I know the time and effort. I know the results I'm going to drive based on my influence and my followers. You know, that's what I use to validate all these different things. So that's what you have to look into consideration when you're figuring out your price. I know a lot of people have rate cards, right? I personally don't have them because I just know on the top of my head what I'm going to charge based on when I read the deliverables. But it helps for you to have a rate sheet. A rate sheet is just your rates for certain things. Like, you know, for one 15-second video, you're going to charge $500. For one picture, you're going to charge $1,000. For this, like that. Having your rate card so you can either send it to a brand so you know when a brand asks you, what do you charge? Like, hey, here's my rate card. You can do that. Or just keeping it for your personal preference. So when a brand reaches out to you, you kind of have an idea of what kind of base you should start from when charging, you know. But I know for, in general, you should remember, this is actually a really good thing to remember, guys. Taking a lower rate does not mean you're losing. The biggest thing when it comes to brand deals, and I feel the misconception we all have as creators, is that we want to get the most money out of one brand deal. Like, it's like, it's my money, give me now. But we need to consider, we want, what's even better than getting that big lump sum is building a relationship with the brand. Okay? Here's what I mean. There are a few brand deals that I've taken for a lower rate than my usual rate, right? The reason I do this is because, one, I genuinely like this brand. I genuinely love the brand. I use their products, and I want to work with them more. So I'm willing to sacrifice a couple thousand that I usually would get in exchange for proving to the brand why they should continue to work with me. And let me let y'all know, I let it be known. I'm like, y'all, I usually take this rate, but just this time only, I'm willing to take this rate because I want to build a relationship with you guys. Building a relationship is better than getting that big lump sum. Because if you price yourself consistently too high and no brand can usually charge you, afford you, or the brands afford you that one time and they do another campaign, but even though you drove those results, they're just like, oh man, that person was just, I don't know if I want to work with them again because their price was just a ballpark way too high than what our budget is, you know. It was nice working that one time, but you know, I don't think we want to do it again. So sometimes you should be able to be open to taking that lower rate. One thing I'm working on for myself is that I'm looking for that one brand I can work with consistently. So I know every month I'm getting a paycheck with them because I'm going to put out a video for them. You know, that's my goal as an influencer, so I can have that consistent income every month with a brand. So sometimes don't be like, oh, this brand is giving me such a low rate. I would never take that. I mean, don't have the mentality. If it's a brand that you love and you really do believe in their product, try to build a relationship with them, you know. Compromise is okay. And also another thing too, when the brand is offering you like a really low rate, some things you can do too is, you know, give them another incentive. So it's like, hey, I know you're offering this rate. I can meet you a little bit lower. Can you meet me a little bit higher? And also I'll include a share to my Insta story, right? Stuff like that, you know, but I just don't want us to always have the mentality that we always need to get that big lump sum, because it's better. And also building a relationship with a specific brand helps you out with your followers too. I'll give an example, the David Dobrik and Chipotle. Everyone knows that David Dobrik loves Chipotle. If you see Chipotle, you associate with David Dobrik. David Dobrik, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but yeah, you know that because he always works with them and has built that relationship, and his followers just know, hey, if he's promoting Chipotle, oh, that's because homeboy loves it. Every month we're gonna get Chipotle because David loves it. So that's the kind of mentality you want to have too with your audience. Is like, they see you promoting that product, oh, I know, because you know she loves Savage Fenty. She's not just being paid to do it, she loves it, so she's always gonna put up that post every month with Savage Fenty, you know. Another thing too that people don't consider, here's with when it comes to pricing too. I'm sorry if I'm all over the place. I'm just literally just like, it's like word vomit. As things are popping in my mind, I'm giving it to y'all. I hope y'all following along. Maybe you should take some notes or something. I'm sorry. I should structure these better, but you know, I kind of like to go on the spot and just tell you things that I remember as from my experience as being a creator, you know. Something I learned is recently too, when it comes to payment too, guys, it's very important to read the contract, read the contract, read the contract, read the contract. If you don't know how to read, okay, I'm just kidding. I'm sure everyone knows how to read. But if you don't like reading a contract, send this to a lawyer friend that you have that can read it for you. Some things that brands will take advantage of you. Don't let brands take advantage of you when it comes to digital paid media rights, right? That is, when you make the video, it's probably in a contract somewhere, but they don't tell you, is that they have the right to take that ad and put it and run ads on your ad. So they take your video, they post it on YouTube ads. They take your video, they post it on Facebook ads. They take your video, post it to other different platforms and run ads on it. And it's like, honey, I only agreed to make you one video. I didn't say you should go post this videos other way and other places than use me as your commercial person, because I am not your commercial person. So read between the lines of the contract. So if that company wants to take that I run ads with your video, you can charge I've seen you charge between 6-12% of what you're getting paid, right? Charge 6-12% more of what you're getting paid. So for example, if you get paid like $700 for a video and they say they want to use your video to run ads, let's just say you're gonna charge them an extra 10% of what you're getting paid. So that's $770. Same as you're getting like $7,000 for a campaign, charge them an extra, maybe 10% of what you're getting paid for them to be able to have those rights to the video per month, y'all. So if they want that to run ads for the with your video for like 6 months, honey boo, send me that extra check. Not extra check, but have it in your contract. They're gonna charge them an extra 10% for however months they want to charge. So every month you're gonna get the extra 10% of. So if it's 6 months and you're charging them $70 extra for the video to have that rights per month, $70 times 6, $490, right? $490 for every for that 6 month period, right? So that's what another advice I need to give you for when it comes to making extra revenue. Don't overlook that. Also, exclusivity. This is another big one. People forget this. They don't read in the contract that when you, let's say you, I'm going to go back to an example of Coca-Cola. Let's say you work with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is like, hey, yo, since we're working together for the next 10 months, you're not allowed to work with any other beverage company. Now, you got to think about this, right? That's 10 months is a long time. Most of the times, you do 6 months, right? 6 months exclusivity or 3 months. But if you're getting those long times, like 6 months, 10 months, you got to think of how much brand deals are you going to miss out on. Let's say, out of nowhere, the devil is a liar because you are signed exclusivity to Coca-Cola. Out of nowhere, all these different drink brands reach out to you. All these, in my mind, are Coca-Cola products, Sprite, Coca-Cola. What's it not? Arizona Iced Tea reaches out to you. I can't think right now. Dr. Pepper, I think it's a Coca-Cola product. But all these different products reach out to you, beverages that are not Coca-Cola, within those 6 months. And you got to think about how much brand deals you could be missing. Or Bang Energy. All these different companies can reach out to you. But because you're signed, you did that exclusivity with Coca-Cola, you can't work with them. So you got to make sure you charge these companies a fee for exclusivity per month. And again, that's another, maybe charge them 10% of what you're getting paid. So again, charge them a 10% fee per month for that exclusivity. So that way you don't feel like, oh dang, I lost out on so many opportunities because I'm signed exclusively to this beverage company. Same goes for clothing. So always look out for those. Cause I know most of the common brand deals we get as micro influencers are with clothing companies. So look out, make sure if they're gonna sign exclusivity, it's like, all right, give me that exclusivity check, okay? So in summary, I feel like, I'm sorry if I was all over the place with this, but I wanna really give you in summary what I said, okay? First things first, when a brand reaches out to you, you want to give them that statement I told you earlier, tell them what your price, consider what the brand is. Is the brand well known? Is the brand not? Do I like it? Do I not like it? What is it worth my time based on how many things they're asking you to do? How many videos they're asking you to make, right? Check out the brand. ask for the budget. Tell them what your price is and ask for the budget that you'd be happy to review it. Don't sell yourself short. Be very confident. There's no such thing as charging too high. If you're thinking that I'm charging too low, you probably are, boo. So don't sell yourself short. Very important. When you're telling them your price, go higher than what you're comfortable with. So when they give you that counter offer, you are still happy. And don't forget about, it's not a terrible thing to take a lower rate, because you want to make sure, sometimes you might need to make that sacrifice to build a relationship with the brand, so you end up having more long-term revenue than that short-term lump sum. When it comes to actual prices, again, there is no one can tell you this is what you should be charging at this rate. People might tell you, but again, when I was at 30,000 followers, I was charging way above than I should have for Instagram posts. Because I think people at 30,000 followers on Instagram, they charge like 1,000 or something. But you know, again, it's all based on you. If you carry yourself with confidence, I carry myself with a lot of confidence, I'm sorry. Because I know my content is good. And if you come to work with me, you're going to get good content that's going to drive you results. So that's all that matters. If you're confident in your content, you can charge confidently. And don't forget about when they want to make you exclusive and, you know, the paid media rights, make sure you charge them between 6 to 12% extra of what you're getting paid per month. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, that's my period. And that's on get those checks, y'all. Get that money, because it's time. Everything's going digital, guys. So a lot of more opportunities are going to come in the digital way. And don't wait for it to reach out to brands. I can't stress this enough. Like, you can either sit down and be complaining, this person is getting brand deals every deal. What's going on? Shut up. Reach out to brands. Like, you can either sit down and complain, or you can do more pitching and pitch yourself, you know, to brands. Send them emails. Find them on LinkedIn. You know, reach out. Send them DMs. Or, you know, if worst comes to worst, make a video about how much you love a certain product and send it to them and be like, hey, I posted this video with this product that you have and it got this amount of likes and this amount of reviews. You might want to work with me, you know. Putting yourself out there is always good. Another thing I forgot to mention, I think I probably did, but sometimes, a lot of times it's good to hop on a call with a brand, right, versus emailing. If you're comfortable with phone calls, you should probably do this, because when you're on a phone call, you can kind of like get the feeling of, you know, the brand energy, the brand culture, and what the brand is looking for with an influencer to make sure you're the right fit. And also when you tell them what your price is, you know, based on what their reaction, like, is there a long pause after you told them your price? Are they like excited to go ahead after you told them your price? You can kind of like maneuver based on that. So if you have an opportunity to hop on a call, it's way better to do that than emailing back and forth. But I hope y'all take this couple tips I gave y'all. And if you got any questions, y'all know I'm ready here for you guys. Shoot me a DM on Do For The Content. That's number 4. Do It. Number 4. The Content. On Instagram. Send me email too at doitforthecontent@gmail.com. Yo, I'm here. Reach out. You know what I'm saying? Blow up my hotline to my phone overloads. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, so I'm going to end this conversation. You guys have a good one, okay? Go out and do it for the content, y'all. Love y'all. Goodbye.